The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The US President Donald Trump has said that anything less than Greenland in the hands of the United States is unacceptable, reiterating his demand for control of the Danish territory. His comments come as Greenlandic and Danish foreign ministers are currently meeting with the US Vice President J.D. Vance and the Secretary of State Marco Rubio in the White House. David Smith is Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian, and Barry Andrews is Fianna Fáil MEP and Rapporteur for the Parliament's position on EU-Greenland relations for a current report, and they both join me on the line now. To come to you first, David Smith, this meeting is taking place in the White House behind closed doors. Do we have any sense at this point of how that meeting is progressing?
It appears to have finished. We have seen in the last few minutes Danish-Greenlandic delegation departing the Eisenhower Executive Office building, which is next to the White House, after these talks. We might get some kind of press conference telling us what happened there. It seems that the meeting went about 50 minutes, but no obvious sign of a shift, certainly in the US position. The White House has just put on social media an image of dogs in Greenland having to choose between the US on the one hand and Russia and China on the other. And obviously we got that with the message, "Which way, Greenland man?" is the caption. And earlier, of course, we got that social media post from Donald Trump saying it's unacceptable for Greenland not to be under American control.
Talk to me, I suppose, about the atmosphere, the mood of both parties going into this meeting, given the fact that both parties seem to really double down on their comments prior to this meeting beginning.
I think it's tense. We have heard from the Danish and Greenlandic side of just consternation and worry about what all of this means, this utterly extraordinary, unprecedented rhetoric from Donald Trump, these sometimes naked threats. They were talking about how people in Greenland are having sleepless nights, wondering what's going to happen. And meanwhile, the US seems to be full of brio and swagger and self-confidence. I think Trump was emboldened by that militarily successful operation in Venezuela. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who took part in these talks, can sometimes be a little more of a moderate voice, certainly on issues such as Ukraine. But Vice President J.D. Vance sometimes is kind of even more extreme than Trump. So I suspect he may not have been offering too many concessions.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see the comments from the Greenland PM, Nielsen, saying if we have to choose between the United States and Denmark here and now, we choose Denmark, and Trump's response to that, to dismiss him altogether and to claim he'd no idea who he was.
Yeah, indeed. There's a certain arrogant tone in a lot of the US rhetoric right now. And again, just take the Venezuela example. Trump put an image on social media of a Wikipedia page describing Trump as the acting president of Venezuela. And I think you're seeing them similarly dismissive of Greenland. More than once, Trump has claimed that the only military defense of Greenland is a couple of dogs and sleds, in a very mocking tone, expressing very little interest in its politicians or its people. Meanwhile, Denmark has talked about beefing up the military presence there, and so have other European leaders. In a way, that will be a concession to Trump. There's not a lot of friendliness here.
No, Denmark, as you say, is sending extra forces to Greenland, and Sweden has now confirmed that they are going to send troops to Greenland at the request of the Danes. How do you think Trump does view this show of strength?
He does not seem to care. As I say, he's so far been mocking the military defences. I mean, I think best case scenario is that ultimately that message gets through to him and it's pitched similarly to the way NATO members have increased their budget to, I think, 5% of GDP spending on NATO. So Trump, often seen as wanting to tear NATO apart, but, you know, he himself says, look, I got these countries to make a greater commitment. Perhaps similarly in Greenland, he can claim a victory and say, look, my rhetoric, my pressure did force this greater military strength there. But for now, the opposite seems to be happening, where in his social media posts, in his public statements, it's all about owning Greenland. And he even said, you know, psychologically, it's better when you own the place. He does seem very obsessed with this right now.
OK, I want to bring in Barry Andrews now. And I do understand that there is going to be a press conference after six at the Danish embassy in Washington. So we will bring you an update once we hear what they have to say. How do you expect at this point the EU to respond to this meeting, Barry?
Well, good evening, Ciara. I think they really will be showing full solidarity with the Danish government. That's what I expect. And I've just got a text there from one of our MEPs, a Danish MEP, to say, look, the Danish ambassador and the Danish foreign minister sort of fist bumped as they came out. And she takes that as meaning it's looking quite positive. So, you know, we're all trying to read the tea leaves here as to what the outcome has been. You know, what's good is that there were no TV cameras in the discussions. We saw that with Zelensky in February. It was a complete disaster. It became a circus and set back the cause of Ukraine so much. So on this occasion, it was done behind closed doors, which is the right thing to do. There was no comments made directly afterwards. So I presume the Danes are preparing something very well drafted to try to ensure that we absolutely exhaust every diplomatic channel before anything is escalated. Now, at the same time, we have to also demonstrate we will not accept unilateral action from the US. And we've heard statements about that. And as you say yourself, the Swedish government have deployed troops into Greenland. So there's some very, very dangerous times ahead, but hopefully the diplomatic channel will be successful.
We know that EU MEPs were meeting today because they're due to hold a vote on January the 26th on lifting some of those tariffs on US industrial goods. And there was some pressure to sort of delay that vote now as a sign of strength and a signal to the US as to their unhappiness about their position over Greenland. But they decided to just not make a decision on that.
That's
today.
Right, yeah.
Is there really now division once again in Europe as to how to respond here, to show maximum cooperation or to show teeth?
No, I think there's incredible unity. I mean, it's just so brazen an attack on a fellow NATO member for the US. For all of us as EU member states, for a fellow EU member state, it's so without cause. The reasons given for US national security don't stack up, because the US has full freedom to increase its military presence in Greenland on the basis of their 1951 treaty. They withdrew unilaterally, don't forget. The Danes are very relaxed about the Americans scaling up their military presence. So none of that really stacks up. Even the far right in Europe are not coming in behind Trump on this, which you would expect from time to time.
Yeah, I'm just
far
wondering,
right in Denmark, for example, are not in that position either.
I'm just wondering if the EU should come up with some counter proposal here, offer EU membership, for example, to Greenland.
Well, you know, that's always on the table. You know, the European Union expands by invitation. Anybody is willing to join, anybody who wants to join, just has to fulfill the criteria. And Greenland, of course, has a very, very close relationship with the European Union. Used to be in the European Union, but left in 1985. So that is on the table, and it's always available for the people of Greenland. And I think the last few days have really shaken up the Greenland government, because they were talking a lot about independence. But as you mentioned yourself, the Prime Minister said, look, if we're faced with the US or Denmark, we choose Denmark and we choose a European path. So that is something that we definitely have to make available. That pathway towards full EU membership is absolutely open to Greenland.
I mean, there is Article 42.7. There is this mutual assistance clause. Greenland is an EU territory, yeah, but not in the EU. Could that be triggered here?
Well, again, that's disputed at the moment, Kira. In my opinion, it could be. It doesn't make sense that it wouldn't be available to the Danish government to trigger this, but it's very much terra incognita because it's only ever been triggered once, which was in 2015 by the French government as a result of the Bataclan.
Yeah, should we not have clarity on that now?
Well, it's a treaty provision. I mean, we should really have clarity. You know, you're absolutely right. But I think it doesn't make sense for the peripheral countries and territories of the European Union to not have the same protections as the rest of the European Union. What does that mean for each of the member states? Well, obviously, Ireland is outside 42.7, but it does require each of the member states to do whatever is within their means. It's not clear. Does that mean civilian support? Does it mean economic support? Does it mean military support? So all of that really does remain to be tested. But it is true that 42.7 does require member states to stand in solidarity with Denmark.
Very briefly, what tougher measures could the EU now explore against the US? And what is the trigger? Is it boots on the ground in Greenland or is there something way before that?
I really don't envisage a military escalation. I really think that's very, very, very unlikely. What I think is possible to happen in the event of unilateral action being taken is what President Macron called earlier today a cascade of consequences. The German government said to the Danes, "We've got your back." And it really means that it's not just about the EU-US trade agreement, but there are also, access to the European single market. This would be disastrous, of course, for Ireland because we're so dependent on foreign direct investment for the overall vitality of our economy. So we have to really be careful about the language that we're using. Right now, there's a very, very sensitive diplomatic path being pursued. I think we need to support that to the nth degree. And the less speculation there is about escalation, the better. Let's leave the Danes to interpret the discussions they've had today and take it from there.
Okay, let me bring in Tilly Mertusen. She's a former member of Greenland's Parliament. You're very welcome to the programme, Tilly. Barry Andrews there saying he got a text from one of his Danish colleagues within Europe to say there was fist pumping from that contingent coming out of that meeting in the White House. Are you hearing anything?
I'm not hearing anything yet. What we're hearing is that it has been postponed, and I'm actually just coming from an interview. I think Greenland is right now inundated and flooded with interviews.
Okay, what are
so
your?
I didn't hear the rest of the program. Yeah.
Okay, what are your hopes, I suppose, Tilly, of what can emerge from this meeting today?
What I did hear your other guest say was that it's a very delicate sort of diplomatic narrow way that we're walking right now, and every Greenlander and every Danish person I think knows this right now. So our hopes is that the calm and collectedness and coolness of both the Danish Prime Minister and our own Premier here in Greenland will sort of rub off in this meeting and it will go fairly. I mean, nobody really wants Donald Trump to upend the world order as we have known it since World War II, right? So we're hoping for he is getting what he can already have, and he will be satisfied by that. And we're hoping that the events will not try and make a show out of this in front of the rest of the world, mainly their own constituents, right? So what we're hoping is peaceful talks. What we're expecting is something along the lines of what Volodymyr Zelensky was experiencing when he was in the White House. It made everyone fairly uneasy in Greenland as soon as we heard that J.D. Vance was going to be in the mix as well.
Yeah, because he has really aligned himself, I suppose, with Donald Trump and this viewpoint that actually it's ownership, it's full control that they are looking for, not some sort of a deal or expanded presence within Greenland.
Yeah, exactly. As they're probably well aware, it's possible to do almost anything he wants to security-wise in Greenland. So everyone up here is baffled. Some are speculating that it's because they want to force Europe troops to sort of also participate in Greenland. Others are speculating that he wants to pay off all of his wealthy donors for the next campaign as a president. And a lot of people here are also thinking it's a very effective deterrent from the Epstein files, which is the only thing that has brought his polls down. He wants to be a president forever, right? What we're hoping is that the good servicemen of the American military, of course, will say, hey, we fought alongside these guys. They have actually, both from Greenland and from Denmark, have been bleeding alongside us, and they have protected us always as the only ones who came every time that we called. So we cannot do this because of morality reasons. But we're not so naive that we believe that this is the way it's going to go. So very hopeful, although we're also very cautious. And I have been hearing some people doing contingency plans, emergency plans. What is going to happen if they keep talking about invading? Do we need to move? Do we need to crisis move for a while until stuff settles down and or until we're invaded? So,
and would you see that further troops are being sent from the Danes to Greenland, Sweden, following up and also sending troops? Is it your understanding that if the US were to attack Greenland, that those troops would have to respond in force?
Well, what we have been seeing here is that the president is talking to his own small, a special soldier force that is at the privilege of the president that doesn't have to go to Congress. And he was talking about the point that because, of course, Greenland is not a military nation. We don't really have military here. And what we have been seeing is that the Danes probably have been matching that. And then we're seeing some training for NATO, of course, are moving closer and closer. We have also heard talks about being a boost on the ground from other European nations. And of course, we are so grateful for that. But I think mainly what would be really good about that is the photo op of going to against like European allies, going against allies that has been forever. It would be like a crazy photo, right? I mean, that's what I'm hoping. But I think they're preparing just in case the worst would happen to actually put some action behind their words.
All right.
And I have to say, Greenland is so grateful for all of the allies that we have. Thank you.
Tilly Martinson, who's a former member of Greenland's Parliament, Barry Andrews and David Smith, thank you for bringing us that update. And as, I suppose, word begins to come out from what actually happened within that meeting, and indeed if there's any press conferences from the Americans or from the Danes or Greenlanders, we will bring you that live here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.